Fugney.
Remember, the court has appointed.
Right.
The court has appointed.
Yes, there has been.
May I please the court? This is a little unusual, but I came onto this case last week. The attorney who wrote the briefs was let go as part of the sequester. Pardon?
As part of the sequester
is bitten, right?
It has taken a chunk out of my office.
Yeah, so you're the victim of sequestration, too.
Well, I'm here as a, yes, but also because I asked to be here. But in preparation for oral argument.
I hope your employment continues for another 10 minutes.
Thank you. In preparation for oral argument, I read the briefs, you know, looked through everything. I called an investigator down in the Northern District of Illinois, asked them to run to 26 in California and see what other documents there could be. Today I found out that there is actually another document that clearly shows that the charge was amended that Mr. Arch pled guilty to. I have provided that to Ms. Rubelo, opposing counsel, and she's going to agree that this is appropriate for remand. I have a certified copy here. I can present it to the court, but otherwise I would not waste any more of this court's time.
Yeah, you can give us the copy.
Sure. Thank you. And you're in agreement?
Thank you.
Part of staff.
Well, this is the 001, which the government had assumed was the count.
Yes, Your Honor, to the distribution.
But it says charge amended. Is that what is?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what you've discovered.
Yes, Your Honor.
Amended. Do we know how it was amended?
No, we don't.
Okay. And I guess we'll hear from. Ms. Rumbelow.
Thank you, Your Honor. It's Rita Rumbelow for the United States. When our probation officer wrote the pre-sentence investigation report in this case, she clearly indicated she didn't know if this was a conviction for conspiracy to distribute or possess. She requested the underlying documents. We were given everything but the new document today. And that's what she provided to me, to Mr. Lieberman below. We looked at the documents. We thought it was, you know, sufficient. That's why Mr. Lieberman, very able counsel, did not object to his classification of a serious drug offense. And now we came upon this new document today, and the government had this below, we definitely would have researched it further. We don't want Mr. Arch to be sentenced, you know, for something that he really wasn't convicted of by any stretch. So I think I consulted with the U.S. attorney. We agree that in the interest of justice, a remand would be appropriate, and we can obtain the documents to determine, hopefully, finally, exactly what he was convicted of, and then let the district court decide if this court agrees.
That explains a lot.
You can only request the documents and rely on what you're given. So, you know, it's good that the investigator came up with this.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ms. Rumbelow, and thank you very much, Mr. Fugney. And the court will be in recess until Monday. Yes.